There are so many things to see in Scripture and so many lessons in one small passage that sometimes you have to learn in order to learn. You have to see in order to see. What we see in John chapter 5 is a sick man who was waiting by a pool so he could be healed. But he had to be healed in order to be truly healed. This is what we see. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am coming, another one steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk." Immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk. Now we tend to think that's the lesson. We tend to look at it and say, here's something where Jesus healed someone, and it is a lesson. But in order to be fully healed, this man had to be physically healed before he was spiritually healed. It goes on to say this, immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk. Now what we see here is that Jesus told him to do something and he did it. So we do know that just for the Christian life all by itself, obedience is important and critical in our walk with Christ, being obedient to him. Now it was the Sabbath on that day, so the Jews were saying to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not permissible for you to carry your pallet." But he answered him, "He who made me well was the one who said to me, 'Pick up your pallet and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Pick up your pallet and walk?'" But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple. Now just stop and think about this. Where did Jesus find the man that he healed? He found him in the temple. The man knew to go there and to thank God and to present himself to the priest. He knew it. But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse happens to you." Sometimes you have to see in order to see. Sometimes you have to be healed in order to be truly healed. Imagine what would have happened if Jesus had looked at that man laying on the ground and told him to sin no more so that nothing worse happens to you. Honestly, I think Christians do that in churches. I think that they look at someone who's in trouble and say, "Oh, it's because he sinned. And if he keeps sinning, it's going to get worse." Whereas Jesus, according to Scripture, looked at him and knew that he had been sick for a long, long time. And that's when Jesus asked him, "Do you wish to get well?" Sometimes when we call out to God, we call out for healing on something that is not as deep as what God wants to do in your life. And when God does answer your prayer, when God does give you that job, when God does repair that relationship, when God does give you that healing, He is not through with you. Because sometimes you have to be healed in order to be truly healed. Sometimes you have to see in order to see. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you've become well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you." There is the foundation. We are sinners. By nature, we are sinners, but also by choice. There are certain sins that you do by choice. Today, do not sin anymore. The Father will give you power. Just in the same way that He has the power to heal the body, He has the power to forgive, to renew, to restore, and to heal your soul. Father, thank you for your child, for opening their eyes and letting them know the true reason that you seek them out. It's because you love them, and you came to seek and to save the lost. So, Father, let them know forgiveness right now and give them the power to stop this sin in their life that controls them. Because you are our Messiah. You are our Savior. And you're the one who has the power and the love to do it. Amen.